Amen and amen. God bless you. Prophetess Camilla Clark, how are you doing this afternoon?
I am well. How about you, Prophetess Michelle?
I am doing wonderful, and also His Grace Bishop, Prophet Charlie Darien, is joining us. And we're going to open up in prayer, and then we're going to go into the Word of the Lord. And we have noted that you would like the Word of the Lord, yet you also would like the areas of your move. You're looking to move. You and your husband are looking to make a move. So we'll be addressing that as well. Amen.
Yes, amen. He's here with me as well.
Amen. And what is your husband's name?
Khalil Eden.
Okay, can you spell that?
K-H-A-L-I-L. And Eden is E-D-E-N.
That's E as in Edward, D as in David, or E as in Edward, D as in boy?
E as in Edward, D as in David.
Okay. Khalil Eden. Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you. Now, Sister Camilla, I want to confirm, is your name now Camilla Eden? You've taken on Eden, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Father God, we thank you for the Eden family. We thank you for Prophetess Camilla Eden and Brother Khalil Eden. Father God, we thank you for the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Father God, we thank you for the leading of your Spirit and the guidance of your Spirit, your Holy Spirit, and your ministering word today during this session. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen and amen. And woman of God, I hear Father God saying this is the season of mastery. For Father God says there's going to be many new pages, and I see you turning a page in your life in this season. I hear Father God saying this is the season where your attitude is going to determine your altitude. I see Father God saying that your cup is full and overflowing in this season. I see you moving in many gifts and talents in this season. God says greater should be your latter years than your former years. I do hear Father God saying wealth is visiting your home in this season, prosperity as well. And I even just hear Father God saying you're in a very fertile season. So if you're looking to have a baby or produce, I just hear Father God saying fertility is visiting thy household. Now, woman of God, I do hear Father God saying write it down and make it plain and begin to market yourself better in the areas. Now, is this something that you and your husband are doing business-wise together? You've been ready to start your business and entrepreneurship and business?
We have a clothing line that we were looking to start together.
Okay. Have you began to launch that yet, woman of God?
No, not yet. I'm just currently working on, we're working on design.
Okay. Because I see this is going to be a very fruitful endeavor. Now, have you all began to select a name for the business as you are going towards it?
Yes.
Okay. Because I hear Father God saying to begin to brand yourself. This is something that's going to be very fruitful. Begin to brand yourself. Because as you brand yourself, you're going to find that people are going to remember your brand. It's going to be something very catchy, and people are going to be very attracted to you both. So yeah, I hear Father God saying, write it down and make it plain. Now, this past year, I found that meditation and prayer was very important to you. Is that true, woman of God?
Yes.
It's as if you wanted to almost be to yourself, almost like lock yourself away, just pray, meditate, and study. Have you been taking time to study to show yourself approved in this season, woman of God?
Yes.
Yeah. Father God says this is the season where he set you aside. It's as if you were in a season of purification and you were set aside for a consecration. And God says that because you had chose to say yes to this in this season, I see a lot of wealth and prosperity coming to you. I see the month of October and November, December being very important to you and your husband, because I hear God saying, oh, my God, woman of God, yes, the move. The move is definitely paramount, because I'm looking at October, November, and December being very wealth-producing years for you. I also hear Father God saying justice. Are you dealing with anything with legal matters or attorney, woman of God?
Not at the moment.
Okay, I'm looking at something, back pay or back compensation, was it some type of back compensation? I'm even looking at taxes, and I'm also looking at what is this? Were you ever employed? Were you on unemployment or something?
Before I got the job that I'm at now, I had a situation where we weren't being paid because she had shut down the business temporarily. But that was the only thing that I was dealing with as far as unemployment.
Okay. I see some type of back compensation coming before the end of the year. So whatever this is, this could be with taxes or anything of that nature. But I hear Father God saying it's going to be a hidden blessing. And I hear Father God saying just choose your words wisely in this season. Be angry and sin not. I hear Father God saying you are a natural-born leader. Father God says you have the gift for communication. Have you began to write your book? I even see a book coming together with you and your husband.
Amen. I'm working on the book now.
Yeah, because you're a great communicator. Now, your husband, does your husband do anything with technology and computers?
At one point, I was running a website, but that was a little while ago.
Okay, and what happened with the website?
Well, the website actually consisted of, we were basically trying to promote, film students, films and things of that nature. And what happened is that my business partner had tried to make a deal with someone behind my back, and I had to kind of cut him loose. And ever since then, the website and everything's kind of been up in the air.
Right, right. Well, there's something there. But that's a whole nother one-on-one, because that would get into partners. Bishop can let you know what type of partners, who would be your best partners and things of that nature.
Right.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to stay focused on the move today, but if the Spirit speaks anything concerning that, but I do hear Father God saying technology and computers are definitely a blessing for you.
Mm.
And I think Father God said you're going to do more things. So get the website back up. Get prepared to get the website back up. This is something that you guys really need to begin to look into.
Amen.
Now, concerning the move, I hear Father God saying the months of, again, October, November, and December are going to be very paramount. I see a lot of things happening in those months. And I hear Father God saying between, I'm looking at this month and October, a very high month of I'm looking at where you may get pregnant, woman of God. So if you're looking to get pregnant, those are the months to focus on. This month, the month of August, the month of October, and again, I'm looking back at the month of December. So woman of God, prepare yourself because God has great things for you. Now, in reference to the move, I hear Father God saying, make up your mind and stand by your choices. It's as if you guys have been wavering about the location. Have you guys come to one decision concerning where you desire to move?
We were wavering on the move, actually a lot. But I think we finally come to a conclusion as to where we would like to be.
Okay. So have you guys began to go out and scout the land and visit the location?
We actually just came from the location that we were interested in.
Okay. And where is it located at?
It's in Union, New Jersey.
Okay. Union, New Jersey. It sounds good, but what? Is that your second choice? Is this your first or second choice? Because I'm hearing something about a second choice. Where's the second choice? Have you looked at the second choice location yet?
No, we didn't.
Okay. One sec. What is the zip code in Union? Do you know the zip code of the area?
I believe it's 07038, or I think it's 07038 or 07083, one of those.
Okay, you need to find out. 07038, you said possibly, or 83?
Yes.
And that's in Union. Now, y'all were looking to rent for starters, right? Are you looking for a property?
No, we were looking to rent.
Okay. Wherever you're looking to rent.
83.
Yes, it's 07083.
Okay. Wherever you're looking to, you want to make sure in accidents, has there been any kind of a water damage any place? Because it seems like there's some. Go ahead.
That's occurring in the apartment that we're in now.
Okay, so you're dealing with water issues there now?
Yes.
Okay, okay. So that's the water that I'm sensing there, because I felt water problems. So, okay, so the next place that you shouldn't have that because you're experiencing that now.
Yeah.
That is good. I'm glad of that. Because you need to make sure wherever you move at. Do you have renter's insurance where you at now?
Yes.
Okay, good. And just make sure that you have the renter's insurance wherever else you're going to go at too. Now that area of the union surrounding that zip code. Now I'm just looking at the area in the zip code where you at, not the actual location. But that area, you could see a lot of personal growth to both of you. You will also see that your self-confidence will go up.
Mm-hmm.
That will go up. Now, that area, that zip code area, now we have to look at the house, the numbers, too. Now, that zip code area, it would be interesting to find out if there is not a lot of single people in that area. That's going to be key now because y'all are not single. Y'all are looking to make, y'all are looking to build family.
Right.
So you're going to have to look. Now, the area, it'll be very interesting to look and see if there's a lot of single people in that area. That may not be good for the two of you. So you're looking to build family. But if we have an address to a place where you plan on living at, then that could begin to shift it and change it around and work out in your favor. You could do very well in that area, Prophetess Camilla. You would do well in that area working with groups of people in colleges, because you're also doing something with colleges. It's almost like y'all need to start looking for property. Now, this I'm going off someplace else now. I want the two of you to consider strategizing and looking for some kind of a multi-dwelling place that y'all could turn into dormitories or housing for college kids.
Okay.
Now, that's your husband. Were you doing anything with college students?
For me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Was I doing any
college? Yeah, what's your name? Let me get your name, Amanda, so I'm calling you, by your name.
Khalil.
How do you spell that?
Oh, K-H-A-L-I-L.
Khalil, okay. Sounds a little bit like Khalid, the prophet Khalid. Hey, man. Well, you're a master. You have a lot of aspirations. Your ideas, your philosophy, your mindset is global. You're going to have to connect to the right people that's going to understand your mind and where you're looking to go at. Because you don't think like a normal. You were strange as a child, man of God.
Yes, yes.
Very strange. You're almost like a little philosopher, a little genius. y'all will have a brilliant child.
Amen. Amen.
And I'm seeing this little girl, so cute with these little ponytails on the side of her head. Genius. Walking around with a little cell phone and a computer to talk about, I got my iPad. Who changed my... And I see you talking to the mother saying, did I tell you to change that password? Why you change that password? Why you broken it? I put the password and you done broke my password.
That sounds about right.
But you are to really consider doing something with college students, young man.
Okay.
Because y'all going to have a work together. If y'all choose to do youth ministry, y'all would do tremendously well.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. It's like the piper who's blowing the pipe and all the mice is following them. There will be a sound that can come out of the two of you that can really touch a generation.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah. Because you're going to work, you're going to be able, man of God, to touch people from all walks of life.
Mm.
Yeah. Now, that zip code area, it will be for the two of you, it will be financially well. That's why I want to look at the building number.
I can give it to you if you give me like 1 second to grab the paperwork.
Okay, pull it up, because it seems like y'all could do financially well. I'm seeing inheritance. I'm seeing like y'all could be really winning something. It could be a winning idea. It could be something, but y'all could be winning in that area. Y'all would definitely win.
Mm. Amen.
It's good for dreamers. Do y'all like to dream?
Yes.
Well, then this is a dreamer's gold mine. It's a dreamer's place.
The address is 1070 Morris Avenue.
1070, that's M-O-R-R-I-S?
Yes.
Morris Avenue. Very interesting. So y'all snuck up and had this quick marriage on us. Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Remember one thing, y'all must, in order for y'all to be successful, you must communicate. And communication is 75% of communicating is not speaking, it's listening.
Right.
Right.
And so y'all must communicate in every aspect. Every aspect of the relationship. That includes the bedchamber. What he likes, what she likes, must be communicated.
Yes.
What she don't like, what he don't like, must be communicated.
Right.
Communicate. And communicate. That's the best counsel that I can give y'all. And if y'all can talk it out reasonably, and that as you're communicating, that you're not listening from your map, you're not listening from your mind, you're hearing it from the other person.
Okay.
And that's what intimacy is all about, stepping into somebody else's shoes, feeling what they're feeling, hearing what they're hearing, and seeing what they're seeing. And so, my brother, if you can hear from her mindset,
mm-hmm.
it will bless you tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
It will bless you tremendously, you know. As somebody say, know that she's always right. And then I say to you, woman of God, know that he's always right. And so you learn to agree disagreeably. But working together and not getting upset and not putting your emotions, because my brother, she's there to show you the parts of you that you don't want to deal with. And then likewise, prophetess, he's there to show you the parts of you that needs to be strengthened or that you may not want to deal with.
Right.
That's the purpose of love, is to show us our warped side itself, sides of us that we don't want to deal with. That's what relationship and marriage is all about. But once the two of you come into that understanding, you become such a force. Nothing can disturb you. Nothing can separate you. Nothing can move out of neither of you, because now the two have become one. And now you become inseparable and nothing. Whatsoever you imagine, so shall it be.
Yeah.
Watch whom you listen to. Hang around folks that are successful. Let no one separate the two. Let no one say anything concerning her or concerning you.
Mm-hmm.
Defend each other. Stand for one another. So that's the best advice I can give you all.
Thank you.
Y'all do that. Yeah, y'all would do well, because you both of you are called to leaders. Both of your names start with a K. Who put that magic together? Only the heavens can do this.
Yeah.
So that means that both of you have a lot of dreams. Y'all have big dreams That means that your work now becomes bigger than you can even imagine. So both of you are masters, and so y'all are called to bring others into mastery. You are supposed to be builders and dreamers. You two are the Josephs, where you have great dreams. But as Joseph, when Joseph went into Israel, there was only 16 people in his family. When he left, there was over 2 million.
Wow.
Wow.
Though they took his bones, when they left Egypt, though they took his bones, when he got there, there was only 16 in his family. But when he left, his dead bones, there was over 2 million. So y'all are called to build. And yet, sold into slavery, he builds. And he is the reason we have a banking system today, because of the systems that Joseph put in place in Egypt.
Wow.
So the two of you has great potential for greatness. You two will inspire and motivate people. Y'all are the dynamic, I won't say duo, the dynamic one.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, okay. Now that you gave me that address, that's a good address for family and young people, and both of y'all are young. It will strengthen your relationship. It will also produce greater love. Both of you will really care and love each other, and y'all will share your feelings together very well, very much together. It's also a good place for artists. If you like visual arts and things of that nature, it's going to really inspire your creative anointing and your spirituality, which means that y'all will just dream and see things. So it's good for that. The thing that y'all want to put in that place is light, bright colors, not pastels. Light, bright colors needs to be the paint on the walls. I don't know what they are now, but light and bright colors.
Okay.
And make sure you have comfortable furniture and abundance of art and playthings, because playful things, I don't know how you want to put this together, playful things stirs up the creativity in your imagination.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then set aside in the place where create some quiet, out-of-the-way, hideaway, where you can be able to go read a book someplace and just find a moment of peace. It's going to help you with your dreaming.
Okay.
So it is a good address for a young couple, which both of you are. But anything surrounding the arts, you will definitely prosper with that address.
And it's right next to a college.
Oh, okay. All right. See, y'all messing with me now. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Okay, woman of God, where's Prophetess? Is she still there? I don't want to take up all the time.
I am right here, Your Grace, and this is powerful. This phone was ringing. I have to step over to the office line for a minute. This is powerful.
Well, this is great. I'm going to let you, this is great. And I hope that we can be able to do more of this with the two of you, to really, you know, work with the two of you. And we thank you, Prophetess Camilla. We thank you from the first time we got a chance to minister to you. We thank you so much for speaking in here with us.
Amen. Thank you so much for the word of the Lord. It's just been so powerful in my life, instrumental in my life.
Well, and we count it an honor to see your growth. And so you've picked a good one, woman of God, and likewise.
Amen.
You picked a good man there, and an intelligent, thoughtful, kind, smart young man, and likewise.
Wow, thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. So keep up the good work, Bill family. And the more we talk, we'll be able to work with some other areas and things of that nature, and you know, this would be something that is great. Okay, Prophetess, go ahead.
I heard Bishop saying, speaking to you about love and relationship, and I am so in agreement, because now that you're married, it's just you and your husband. It's not a half here, a half there. It's a wholeness. You have a wholeness, and God has blessed you with each other. You are a blessing and a gift to each other, and as you walk through your marriage, and as you experience different things, just always remember that you two are a gift to each other. and I am in total agreement with what His grace has said concerning you two are masters here. You're here for mastery. You're here to build. You're here to leave an impact, not just locally, yet globally. So as you approach things and as you approach business long-term as well as short-term, think globally, think generational. As Bishop was speaking about the children, as your children are coming forth and you guys make decisions together, always think, how is this going to impact us generational? And you both are geniuses, such wealth-producing mindsets. And I see you coming together corporately, as well as you'll agree on the things that you may do individually, but you're never doing it individually because you are one. And I just keep hearing Father God say, you're going to brand yourself. You're going to build upon that brand, for your name shall be a mighty brand. And I see something you guys are going to incorporate concerning the elders in your family, concerning business and even. Had you all had a desire to buy a home to put the elders in that are in your family?
I did it a while ago because I was just like, I didn't want my, you know, family to be in, like, nursing homes. So I did have that idea.
Amen. And I hear Father God saying, share it with your husband. Because Father God says this idea is going to take flight quickly and swiftly. For I see as you purchase prophecy, I see something with grants, and I see something with proposals, and I see you guys bringing things together that are going to produce a lot of wealth and a lot of favor. So make sure that you write this down and make it plain and birth it, because I hear Father God saying this is going to take place. Now, I also see in due season, I don't know if you're doing it already, I see you doing seminars and lectures. Have either of you began to do seminars and lectures?
I wrote down the idea and how I would do it, but I haven't actually gone out to do the seminars yet.
Okay, because I hear Father God, I see flyers and cards. I see a very unique card. Do you and your husband have your business cards together?
We don't as of yet.
Okay, begin to work on that, because I see you designing business cards for you and your husband, and it's going to be a very well-producing endeavor. Now, Father God is showing.
And you know, Prophetess, I think that's a great idea as they start working on that there. And so just start working on the cards. And when do y'all think y'all want to do another session? Or just give us a call and let us know, woman of God, Prophetess Camilla.
Okay.
Let us know when you want to start your next session. Did you get an email from me from the prophecy that was given to you the other night with Prophet Elijah?
Yes, I got it.
Okay, good, good. I'm glad that you did get that. I'm glad that you got it. Amen, amen. And you should have got another email from me. Did you get a chance to listen to the other audio prophecy that I sent you?
Yes, I listened to that as well, and I was just laughing. You always
What were you laughing at? What did I say?
Because you said that when I got frustrated, I become, like, intimidating. And that's so true. It's like, so I was just laughing.
Amen and amen. Well, God bless the both of you, and we thank you so much. You have the number. Keep us up to date when y'all want to do, you know, I think, what do we do? What does we do? Do we do the four sessions, Prophetess? Like 45 minutes or so each?
Yes, Your Grace. Yes, Your Grace.
Well, good, good. And consider y'all to pull together and we can set up some other sessions for you. Maybe y'all want to discuss some things, you know, relationship-wise. How do we handle this? How do we handle that? We have just completed a book on relationship, too. 24 Steps to Creating the Relationship of Your Dreams. And that's a workbook that I've just completed. And then we can get that workbook and work with you in some other areas if need be, because y'all are just coming into, you know, this marriage. So I would definitely suggest that. Only we have the book now. No one else has that book. But we'd say that just for coaching sessions. And we go through 24 steps to creating a relationship of your dreams. And that would be great. Yeah, yeah. And so, y'all, the fact... Yeah, y'all want to do the 1,088 with the fourth session, just let us know. Pull it together. We meet each week for a session. We can go over the book or whatever area, maybe it's self-esteem. Whatever that you want to discuss, we're there for you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You
but God bless you.
You said it's 588?
That's the 1,088. So you have a session. If you want to mix it up, maybe your husband want to go, y'all want to come together like this here, But also with that, we will get the book out to you. We'll send you a copy of the book out, and this way both of you can sit down and go through the book together.
Okay.
You know, or you can, you know, we'll work something out with you. If it has to be, you know, two copies or something, we'll mail it out to you, and we'll work it together. If you want to really build this relationship, you know, to a stronger level, will be even greater. All right, Prophetess, why don't you close us out in prayer?
Amen. Bishop, I just have one. Khalil wants to ask something, if he can.
Go ahead.
Yes. I'm not sure if this is, like, out of the way, but I'm actually working on a couple of screenplays, and I'm getting ready to enter one of them into a few contests. You don't see anything coming out of that by any chance, would you?
You said you screen a play, so you're looking to you're going to be, it's like a contest?
Yes, it's a screenwriting contest.
Okay.
And whoever wins or whoever is in, like, you know, becomes one of the top finalists would receive representation from, like, a writing agency or I guess like a producer.
Okay.
So I don't know if
I feel good about it for you, because I'm just really sensing that it's going to really open up a lot of doors and opportunities for you. It's going to really get your name out to people.
Amen.
Do that, because this is not the only one that you're going to do. You're going to do something else as well too, because you're going to be sitting and meeting with some very interesting people.
Okay.
You're meeting some interesting people. Do you paint as well? Do you paint?
You know, I've had thoughts of painting a while ago.
I'm seeing you around galleries.
Okay, wow.
Museums and galleries, I'm seeing you around like galleries. But I feel good about it. And just make sure you have your business card ready with you to present it. I'm having a good feeling, because it's going to really open up and get your name out to connect with some new people.
Absolutely.
But But you're going to see between now and next year, September, some real favorable connections, because God says you're going to impress some people that's going to be willing to not only say yes, but also say yes to backing you up financially in some things.
Mm. Amen.
Amen. And that's the word of the Lord. That's the word of the Lord.
Father God, we thank you for Prophetess Camilla and Brother Khalil. Father God, we do thank you for the blessings of the Lord that are coming forth into their lives, Father God. We thank you for this session today. We thank you for the revelation and confirmation, Father God. Continue to lead them and guide them on destiny and purpose, Father God. Father God, lead them into the path and purpose that you've ordained for their lives, Father God. Father God, we thank you for this season of restoration and healing, even in the family in this season. We thank you for the move, Father God. We thank you for this favor of education, increase, wealth, and prosperity visiting their homes and their life and their lineage. Father God, we even thank you for this season of entrepreneurship and business being applied and taken to the next level, that they'll unfold what you've called them to do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you, Prophetess Camilla. And it's very nice speaking with you, Brother Khalil. Have a wonderful, prosperous weekend.
Thank you. You do the same, and have a great night.
God bless you, and thank you.